Hello.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And we are conducting an important public opinion poll about public issues facing Hector County. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes, I am.
Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are going on the right track or on the wrong track?
I got no opinion on that.
Okay. What is the most important issue facing Hector County?
Well, I live in West Odessa, so there's a lot of issues over here, like water, sewer, roads getting deteriorated by oil field trucks. You know, there's a lot of issues.
How would you describe, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I guess I'd have to say fair.
Okay. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Well, a lot of that depends who's in office, president. I'd say probably better.
Okay, thank you.
If the right man gets elected.
How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Hector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Being able to get from place to place with little traffic. Is it excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
It's poor to me.
Okay. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Excellent. Fair or poor? A shared vision, an effective plan for economic development and job growth.
I'd say poor, probably.
Okay. Effective leadership from elected officials.
Well, I don't know that. Probably fair.
Okay. The ability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
It's poor, but I don't care anything about that anyway, so.
Offering job opportunities in your field.
Well, I'm retired, so. I mean.
Okay, but how is it in your community? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair, I guess. I don't
know. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Fair.
Public safety and low crime.
Poor.
Availability of affordable housing.
Poor.
The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Poor.
Public transportation.
poor.
Natural beauty and physical setting.
Very poor.
Availability of quality health care.
I guess fair.
Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
It's fair.
Quality of the public schools.
Poor.
Thank you. Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live of the following types of people. Young people, young single people. Is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
People like you.
It's fair.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Poor.
Retirees.
Looking for a job? Looking to enter job market?
It only says retirees. Is it a good place to live for them? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, I'm happy, so fair.
Okay. People living below the poverty line.
Fair, I guess. I don't.
Immigrants from other countries.
What am I rating there? Poor, fair, and all that?
Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Is it a good, how, is it a place, yes, in Hector County, is it a place to live for immigrants from other countries? How would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Families with children.
Now what?
Families with children.
I'd say fair.
Entrepreneurship and people starting new businesses.
Poor.
Racial and ethnic minorities.
Fair.
Okay, thank you. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'd say poor.
Okay. Over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay the same?
Probably stay the same.
Okay. Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for the economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Not familiar at all.
Thank you. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not confident.
Not too confident or not at all?
Yeah. Not too confident.
Okay, thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for the community development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Thank you. how confident are you in the vision plans, and the vision plans and leadership for the community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident. Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
How much longer have we got? I ain't got the time to be sitting here and answering all these stupid questions.
Well, most of them.
I don't think you can. I don't think they can come up with anything off this survey. I mean, it's.
Thank you for your time, sir. Thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. How likely are you to, are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not likely at all?
Not likely at all.
Okay, thank you. Finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, some college graduate, or college or graduate degree?
Some college.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
None.
Okay. Oh, what is your age? Is it between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 50, and 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
And do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
What is the, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or other?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
I used to be, but I retired, so no.
Okay. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $39,000, $40,000 to $74,000, or $75,000, or over $75,000?
40 to 74,000.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or unemployed?
Retired.
Thank you. In terms of your... Just one moment. Okay. Do you live within the city limits of...
No.
Odessa?
Odessa?
Yes.
No.
Okay. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.